You need help with your New Year's resolutions. Unfortunately, we can't do your ab crunches. That one's on you. But if you want to feel more confident about your finances this year, there's one simple thing you can do. Check your credit. Most people don't know their credit score, or they haven't checked their report in a while. And who can blame them? Most websites that offer credit reports are confusing and come with hidden fees. Credit Karma decided to do things differently. Credit Karma offers truly free credit reports. No strings attached, no credit card required. With Credit Karma, you get a free report, helpful tools, and access to offers. And it's incredibly easy to use. Just ask the 50 million members already using it. Visit creditkarma.com/radio right now to get your free report. While you may not get to those crunches, you can feel more confident about your finances this year. Get your free credit report today by visiting creditkarma.com/radio right now.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com. That's freedom, the number 155.com. Go to freedom155.com and start earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom155.com right now and change your life today.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. Don't miss the Denver Broncos take on the Carolina Panthers. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. The Score! Scoreboard update.
It's 5 o'clock in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bulls will get their second-to-last look at Kobe Bryant when they take on the Lakers tomorrow night. Derrick Rose status for that game up in the air, according to Coach Fred Hoiberg.
No, we won't know yet. We'll get him in here, moving around tomorrow. And then, obviously, the shoot around and warm up for the game and see how he's doing.
Meanwhile, forward Nikola Mirotic has been selected to play in the Rising Stars Challenge at the All-Star Game for the second straight year. Hawks welcome the All-Star break after losing three of their last four, but the schedule in February gets a little better for the Hawks. They have only 11 games the entire month, no back-to-back games. Hawks play again on February 2nd against the Avalanche. This morning, the team sent Mark McNeil back to Rockford. He'll get some playing time during the break. In baseball, the Cubs have released their spring training broadcast schedule. First broadcast of the year will be when the Cubs take on the Brewers March 3rd. That's a webcast on Cubs.com. First game broadcast on 670 The Score will be on March 5th as the Cubs take on the Reds. The White Sox first broadcast will also be a webcast on March 3rd against the Dodgers. In soccer, Manchester City gets past Everton to reach the Capital One Cup final. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Rosen Hyundai, where you'll save a fistful of dollars. And Get Covered Illinois. Don't forget, you must enroll in a health plan before January 31st. Visit getcoveredillinois.gov for more details. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50, where the Broncos will take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Pearl Mortgage. Go to PERLDavid.com.
What time is it?
5 o'clock.
Boars and Bernstein.
This is real radio.
1985 Bears, the team that never went away.
Yeah.
The team that won one championship. And then they opened a lot of restaurants and opened a lot of car dealerships.
They got pumped in championship games out of that.
Then after that, they just got their asses waxed every time they were trying to win something.
Woo, boy.
They were big. It was a big deal, and we all loved it. It was all very special for those of us of a certain age. But if you want to enjoy the documentary, that's fine. I just thought, oh, God, here we go again.
This city
was invigorated and brought together by this team. This team ruled the city. It riveted the country.
First thing, they went to Wembley. They played in London. And there's a Sports Illustrated with a picture in a fridge.
They were everywhere. They were like the Beatles.
Whew. The Beatles? What?
No.
Hey, buddy.
No, sorry.
Stop yourself.
No one said the job was supposed to be easy.
No one said it's supposed to be that hard, neither.
Boers and Bernstein, weekdays 1 to 6 on Chicago's Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Now, if you're looking for radio nonsense, you've got the right show. 504 Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score, Boers and Bernstein.
Dan Wiederer of the Chicago Tribune is on Twitter at Dan Wiederer, and he's on the Home Run In Pizza hotline. Home Run In Pizza, the perfect choice for the big games. What was it like for you seeing this team? I don't know if you've been around them before, Dan, but
we're curious.
I'm just curious what the scene was like.
Yeah, I've been around them before, and just to be clear, last night's event was sort of for media purposes. It was sort of interviews as they came into Soldier Field, and then the actual gathering was a private reunion up in the United Club, and so none of the folks like us were allowed to be flies on the wall of that. But, you know, I get the sense that this group still genuinely enjoys being around one another, and obviously, this is a storyline that's been recycled, a storyline that's been beaten to death for now 30 years. But, you know, you do have to appreciate some of the bonds that they have and some of the fun that they're still able to have with one another all these years later, and sort of not only recapping stories, but as Kevin Butler said, exaggerating them and sort of giving new twists to every story that happened in 1985. And from that perspective, I think there was a sort of a neat feeling that a lot of these guys who hadn't seen each other in a long time were getting back together and able to recap some of that magic that they experienced.
I think the word for me is able. It isn't so much, hey, look at us. And I guess I've come around on it a little. Hearing from them and hearing the tone of your report, it isn't so much that we're special, please celebrate us. But
you
hey,
want to see each other.
But you know what? While we're still in good health, Why shouldn't we be allowed to revel a little bit in that mere fact, having played football when they did and how they did?
Yeah, and leave it to a guy like Jim McMahon to be candid about the whole thing. And, you know, he was asked last night, when is this city going to stop celebrating the 85 Bears? And he just said point blank, when the team wins another championship. And until that happens, this is all this city has in terms of, you know, Super Bowl champions. And who are we to tell those guys to stop celebrating what they accomplished? It's really up to the organization and the team in present day to add to that glory sometime. And really, you know, you look at it, 23 years now since Mike Ditka was fired, they've made 5 playoff appearances. And that, in its own right, is a little bit embarrassing. And it's something that the franchise itself has to get righted. It's not on these players from 1985 to get that fixed. It's up to other people. And currently, that's a regime led by Ryan Pace and John Fox up in Lake Forest.
Yeah, Dan, I think that when since we're going to play the 50th Super Bowl soon, I think one championship in 50 tries is probably a little short of what you would expect. I mean, I don't know what, you know, when the Super Bowl era began, there was Green Bay, that was the great team, and then the great Steelers teams, and there's all these teams, and the Bears look like one of those teams. They just never quite fulfilled it. They for various reasons, because they looked like one of those teams that was going to win 3 or 4 Super Bowls and didn't do it. What did you feel about them at the time? I don't even know how old you were.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I got a little personal anecdote. I was 9 years old. I was in third grade when that team won the Super Bowl. And we had a gathering, obviously a family gathering at my house over in Edison Park to watch the game. And I stopped watching at halftime. I had my best friend over, and the Bears were up 23-3, and it was clear that they were going to run away with this thing. So we went to the other end of the basement and played football ourselves, just ran each other into the wall and beat the crap out of each other for an hour and a half. And my feeling at the time was, this is going to happen every year. You know, you had witnessed 15-1. You had witnessed the dominance through the playoffs. You had seen how good that team was and how many guys that they had that were still in their prime. And you said, hey, they're going to win 2 or 3 of these. And so I said, why do I need to watch the second half of this? This is going to happen routinely. And obviously we know now it hasn't. And 30 years later, they haven't won another Super Bowl. They've only been back once. And it's, you know, it can be sobering when you put it in those that context and that perspective.
Did you seriously do that? I mean, you actually didn't
he
watch.
He sounds like he did.
You didn't watch the second half? Like, even couldn't you have put it on in the basement while you were?
No, it was on. We had a basement. The TV was on one end. There was a pool table in the middle. We were on the other end. And so what I do remember sort of going back to the coffee table to get, you know, chips or whatever, and Reggie Phillips has the interception.
I was just going to say, you missed the Reggie Phillips interception.
I saw that. I saw it. I celebrated, went back to the other side of the basement and pretended I was Walter Payton and tried to jump over things again.
Well, if you were pretending you were Walter Payton that day, you were bitching about not scoring a touchdown.
Little did we know at that point that was going to happen.
Well, after the game, if I remember correctly, after the game, Terry, Payton was pretty pretty mad.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah, he was hot about it.
Yeah, he was.
Yeah.
He was mad. Bridge got the ball, and yeah, that was not a night that Walter, he got over it, but Walter, even, you know, because when he worked at the score, even then if you talked to him alone or something, he'd give you that look if you brought that up.
This evening, I'm heading over to that 30 for 30 premiere in River East, and part of that, there is a segment in there that deals with that moment and sort of the sting that mm-hmm. left, particularly immediately with Walter and how, you know, in the euphoria of the Super Bowl celebration in the locker room, he wasn't really that happy immediately after the game, was still stung by that. And you know, so there's some emotion to that I think still lingers for some of the guys. And, you know, it is what it is. And here we are 30 years later, still talking about it.
Was there anybody you had difficulty recognizing when they walked in, or were you pretty much able to say, okay, it's, you know, Emory Moorhead or whoever? Is there anybody like, wait a second, who the hell is that?
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you can still kind of pick these guys out. It's also interesting how different a lot of them age. You know, Jimbo Colbert looks like he's 42 years old. He walks in and he just looks like he's in great shape. He looks like he could play today and just very young looking. And then some of the other guys, I won't name names on this, but they, you know, a little bit, you can tell they've aged a little bit. And then obviously you got a guy like the Fridge who's had well chronicled health issues over the last 5 or 10 years. And, you know, obviously he was happy to make it back into town. I think there were a lot of guys really excited to see him last night, because you get the sense from those guys that he really holds a special place in their heart as a guy who was always just a big-hearted, kind, gregarious guy, and so to see him able to get back and reunite with a lot of guys he hadn't seen in a long time was good for those guys, I think.
Did Wilbur Marshall make the trip?
He was not in. Dent and Wilbur Marshall, I think, were the two big names that didn't make it in last night.
You know, I find it interesting because I was not 9 when they won that thing. and when I was covering some of the games, and I got involved in some of, you know, peripheral, I wasn't covering the team or anything, but I would have to go out to do games because they were so good. And then later on, I would go the opposite, go to the AFC Championship game. Fridge was always the go-to guy. You could always find Fridge, Dan, and talk to him about anything, and he'd be willing to talk. And Mike Singletary was also another guy that was always available and always willing to talk after game. You'd think that guy, with all he got, with the craziness and all the stuff, no, not at all. He was actually the guy you'd go to. And the rest of them were tougher. The rest of them were a lot tougher to deal with. You know, I mean, Hampton was okay if you found him in the right time or day. He was okay. But, I mean, it just wasn't one of those locker rooms where there is immediate, you know, I didn't have time to get to 10 of them. You know, try 10. I didn't have that much time. You're writing on deadline. But Fridge, I can see what you're saying about him, because that guy always had time. It didn't matter what it was, if he was upset, but whatever. The Fridge was always there for you.
And look, he was a rookie that year, and obviously, mm-hmm. you know, rose to celebrity so fast, and there could easily be sort of that bitterness and jealousy among the more accomplished veteran players that this guy came in and stole so much of the spotlight. But I think there was a sense that Fridge still, you know, he listened at practice, he was coachable, he listened to the older guys, he just kind of blended in, and some of that other stuff that came with it, they let him have his fun, and they realized that there was no ego to him, that he was just a grounded, you know, guy from South Carolina with a big heart and a big personality, and they let him be him.
We were talking about this before, too, and I'm sure you can appreciate that. For me, part of the nostalgia isn't just for this team or for winning the Super Bowl. It was for a time when football, the industry, took itself less seriously. You know, I know it wasn't worth the billions that it's worth now, and it didn't hold us in its thrall, at least nationally or internationally, the way it does now. But you could get stories about assistant coaches. You could get players and all sorts of things where there was a relationship with journalists, relationships with broadcasters. And part of the reason why this connection is here is, I mean, obviously it's because of the success, but it's also because of a willingness to be known and a desire to be known and talked about and a desire to talk. And I don't know that any football team, any NFL team is ever quite going to have that relationship with a city again, because they're so protective and so frightened and so proprietary and just so worried about information.
Well, it's the teams, and in some senses, it's the media as well. And I think you put it very well in saying that at a time that the league didn't take itself so seriously. I think there's an element to that now that you know, I roll my eyes probably 200 times a year where you see, you know, tonight, maybe it's a fun event, but a 2-hour Pro Bowl draft, and it sort of, you know, it takes this stage where they try to add inflated significance to everything that happens, and I'm not sure that it deserves it at all times, and it's gotten a little bit out of hand in that regard. But that team as well, you know, even last night, I could stand with my tape recorder on and listen to McMahon or McMichael talk for days, because you don't know what's coming out of those guys' mouth, and a lot of times it's going to be colorful, a lot of times it's going to be very honest, and a lot of times it's exactly the type of thing that you want to put in the newspaper.
Well, but I'll tell you, I've never seen somebody drink as much vodka as Steve McMichael and actually not only get a sentence out, but still have great comic timing and be fun. At the roast that we did for Doug Buffon, I'm watching him, and it's just one tall boy of vodka rocks after the other, after the other, after the other. And I'm thinking, he's one of the last guys to talk. God knows what's going to come out of it. He saved the night. He was brilliant.
I remember vividly Sunday nights, you know, through grade school and the junior high, when he would be on Sports Sunday, and it was must-see. You know, yeah. I'd have to push my parents off on, give me another half hour before I go to bed here, because I got to see what Mongo says on Sports Sunday, because it was always going to be something a little bit crazy, and you know, his personality hasn't changed, let's just put it that way.
And Jim McMahon, doing better, at least that's what he was talking about, right? Doing a little bit better, because we talked to him a while back. It's been a while. And since then, been a lot of problems for him.
Yeah, you know, and I wrote a story for our website this morning. It'll be in tomorrow's paper. And part of what's chronicled a little bit in this ESPN documentary that will be previewed tonight is these chiropractic doctors that he found in New York who basically contacted him, told him that they thought they could help him with the problems he was having. I mean, it was bad for him, where he was suicidal, depressed, having trouble with his vision, couldn't speak clearly, things going so wrong. And they found some things that they could do with aligning his spinal cord and putting him in this machine and doing some adjustments to his spinal cord that is helping the flow of spinal fluid up through his brain. That is, you know, it certainly hasn't cured him. And he was very candid about that last night, that he still has problems and he knows when they're coming on and he's got to go lay down, but that he's at least gone from very, very sad and in a lot of agonizing pain to functional again. And so, you know, if you're going to find a glimmer of optimism in a story like that, it's certainly something that's encouraging to hear. And you're happy to see a guy like that out and being able to express himself and the help that he's gotten.
Yeah, I'd be interested in knowing more, because I'm kind of I'm always inherently dubious.
Yeah, we have
stuff like that.
The doctor here.
No, I can never have anything fly in the face of an anecdotal claim. I mean, if he says he's better, he's better. I would actually wonder about what the actual science is. I hadn't heard anything about that before.
See, I'm with you on that. It's something certainly I'm interested in looking into, because if this is helping him so profoundly, obviously you think that there's going to be other people that seek this out, and at that point, obviously, you gotta put the research and the science to it and figure out what exactly is happening.
Yeah, I always wonder what would have happened to this team if he had been consistently healthy. You know, what kind of difference that actually would have made, instead of having Steve Fuller and Mike Tomczak and Doug Flutie and some of those guys involved.
Well, how about that? How about 1986, where they signed Doug Flutie? I don't know, what was it, November, that they actually signed him, and he starts a playoff game for a 14-2 team, and that's right. Pretty crazy to think about. And how would that be chronicled in today's breathless NFL media?
Well, half the team hated him.
Yeah, they hated him. Remember, he went to Ditka's house for dinner. When he signed him, he went to Ditka's house to eat dinner with him. And he just, you know, he's going to visit with us. We're at the Super Bowl next week. He scheduled a visit. I'm curious. I don't know what he did, Dan, but everybody hated him. I'm not sure what he did, because he doesn't seem like a guy you wouldn't like. But in that case,
there was a huge locker room schism there at the time, where there was a camp that accepted him and a camp that never would.
Yeah, and just an outsider brought into the fray that late, you know, and I get it. I get how that could cause some chemistry issues and certainly some bitter feelings to guys that obviously, you know, felt that either Fuller or Tomczak deserved the chance to start that game. And like you say, you know, if McMahon was a guy that was durable, and that's something that McMichael talks about to this day, you know, Jimmy could have stayed healthy for two or three more seasons, how different would it have been? but it is what it is.
Anyway, Dan, great work on this. This is one of those assignments that reporters don't really get often, especially when it's your hometown team, and then you've got that job to do 30 years later and help tell the story. So it's one I'm sure you'll remember.
Yeah, no question.
Thanks so much, Dan, as always, for your time, my friend.
Thanks, guys. Enjoyed it.
Dan Wiederer of the Chicago Tribune, who covers the Chicago Bears, and last night covered the reunion of the 85 Chicago Bears. We're Boers and Bernstein. When we come back, we're going to give away a two-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. So keep it here. You got the score.
The Score is Chicago's exclusive home for Super Bowl 50. It's Ron Rivera's Carolina Panthers, led by Cam Newton versus Peyton Manning, and that tough Denver Broncos defense. Listen live on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Super Bowl 50 on The Score is a presentation of Westwood One Sports.
This is Damon Amendolaro with your CBS Sports Minute, brought to you by Grainger for the ones who get it done. Prehistoric beasts are so in. Jurassic World topped 1.6 billion worldwide. The Raptors have won 9 straight, and they just found mammoth bones while excavating Oregon State's new football stadium. They found these bad boys right where the new locker room's supposed to be, which is perfect as an answer to Oregon's opulent mahogany walls and luxury whirlpools. Take that, Phil Knight. Top mammoth bones. Apparently, this was a treasure trove of animal bones. They found bison and camel in there as well. We all thought this is just where beavers went to die. The problem is Corvallis has been a boneyard on the field, not just under it recently as well. They're 0-9 last year in the Pac-12, but who knows? Maybe in 2016, the animals rise up. We'll call it Pet Cemetery. I'm D.A.
CBS Sports Radio.
Excuse me, ma'am. Step out of the Nissan Altima now.
What's wrong, officer?
You posted on your social media page that you just stole this new Nissan Altima from Woodfield Nissan. Now get out of the car.
Oh, I get it. I didn't actually steal it. I just got the deal of a lifetime, and it was like stealing it. And I don't have to pay any interest for 72 months. Plus, I got $5,000 off MSRP.
Oh, so the price was so low, it's like you stole it.
Right. I was just letting all my friends know that at Woodfield Nissan, you can get $5,000 to $12,000 off MSRP, plus 0% financing for 72 months on brand new Nissans.
Don't miss the biggest heist going on now with Woodfield Nissan, the number one volume Nissan dealer in the Midwest. Good credit, bad credit, no credit, Woodfield Nissan is your credit connection. Woodfield Nissan will accept your credit application regardless of your situation. Save like never before at Woodfield Nissan at the corner of Higgins and Golf. Visit WoodfieldNissan.com or call 847-310-1900. 0% on select models, qualified buyers, $13.89 per month for 1,000 bar. Number one volume Nissan dealer is cited by Nissan North America Sales in 2015.
Hyundai is now the official car of the NFL, and three big reasons why are the Sonata, Elantra, and Santa Fe Sport. The 2015 Sonata was named an Edmunds.com top-rated vehicle and offers class-exclusive amenities like an available hands-free smart trunk and advanced safety features like lane departure warning. Not to be outdone, the Elantra is the compact that's packed with an available 7-inch touchscreen nav, rear-view camera, and remote start right from your phone. And the Santa Fe Sport? It's been named a 10 best SUV under 25K by Kelley Blue Book's KBB.com 3 years in a row. Want more for your scouting report? All three vehicles received 5-star overall safety ratings from the NHTSA. And every Hyundai is backed by Hyundai Assurance and America's Best Warranty, including a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. Lease the 2016 Elantra for $141 a month for 36 months with $2,841 due at signing. Or get 0% APR for 6 years. Visit your Chicago and Northwest Indiana Hyundai dealer today. Call 877-248-1585 for details.
You need help with your New Year's resolutions. Unfortunately, we can't do your ab crunches. That one's on you. But if you want to feel more confident about your finances this year, there's one simple thing you can do. Check your credit. Most people don't know their credit score, or they haven't checked their report in a while. And who can blame them? Most websites that offer credit reports are confusing and come with hidden fees. Credit Karma decided to do things differently. Credit Karma offers truly free credit reports. No strings attached, no credit card required. With Credit Karma, you get a free report, helpful tools, and access to offers. And it's incredibly easy to use. Just ask the 50 million members already using it. Visit creditkarma.com/radio right now to get your free report. While you may not get to those crunches, you can feel more confident about your finances this year. Get your free credit report today by visiting creditkarma.com/radio right now.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
Everybody needs a dentist they can trust. But how do you find one? Calling Dental Referral right now is the best way to find a dentist, period. Confused about which dentist accepts your insurance? Worried about going to a dentist you've never heard of? Dental Referral checks member dentist licenses and collects verified patient reviews. Our call center is open right now, and the call is free at 855-780-6970. We can even get you same-day appointments, but you must call now. 855-780-6970.
CBS Sundays. Critics call Madam Secretary riveting.
I'm the Secretary of State, and you speak to me with the respect that that office demands.
Spectacular.
Are you really willing to stake your whole career on this program?
Your frustration is duly noted, but this is what we're doing, so get on board.
It gets 4 stars.
I need you to trust me.
Taya Leone storms the halls of power.
I put myself in harm's way to ensure the safety of our country. I would do it again.
Madam Secretary, CBS Sundays.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
Get the IRS off your back now with one phone call. Talk to a live professional tax relief agent and stop worrying about your tax problems. Wall & Associates offers free face-to-face consultations. Our average client settles for about 10% of their tax debt. Wall & Associates has settled thousands of cases for a small fraction of what was owed. Call 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. 800-579-5740. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Hey mom, how'd you like to forget having to work like crazy just to make someone else rich? Earn great money from home so you can have the freedom to be the mom you want to be.
I'm a single mom, and when I found this opportunity, I was able to make $1,200 part-time my first month, fire my boss, and now work from home full-time around my kids.
Get free information from the Moms Business Network today. Just go to income10.com to learn how. That's income10.com. You can start earning great money as soon as next week. income10.com.
Does your basement or crawl space have damp, musty odors? Do you worry about indoor gases and pollutants? Everyday living generates moisture that can nourish mold and odors, even asthmatic triggers. Indoor pollutants linked to respiratory ailments, birth defects, and cancers can become trapped in your home. You can't buy health, but you can buy Wave's moisture control and air quality products. Wave Home Solutions. For a dry, healthy home. Satisfaction guaranteed. Go to goodairtoday.com. That's goodairtoday.com.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
And you've got Boris and Morrissey in Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. We had fun today.
Yeah, it was a lot.
Yeah, it was good.
So I got an email from a doctor friend of mine, whom you know as well. And
Yes, I do. I know, yes.
She said, I have no idea how chiropractic adjustment could change the flow of spinal fluid. That's kind of what I thought, too, but I'd certainly like to know more.
Well, you're the house doctor. I listen, and I
just know a lot of them.
Well, yes, I do. You know what? My friends are all doctors. It's the only friends I have. Nobody else likes me because I pay them to like me. And you know what? Now I'm paying. It's coming up. So I'm very close contact with a doctor.
Nikola Mirotic was diagnosed with acute appendicitis.
Yep. It's not acute, yep.
And acute beard, actually. Appendectomy was performed earlier today at Rush University Medical Center. Went as expected. As a result, Mirotic did not accompany the team on its trip to Los Angeles this afternoon. He's expected to return after the All-Star break. Well, another one of your three-point threats is unavailable for this trip. That's not good.
That severely limits you. He was actually, had scored a little bit the last couple of games. I mean, I don't know what it does big picture, but They're not, like I said, the rollout out west is not what it used to be, where you would just get killed because they were going to just kill you and then throw you away. They're not that good anymore. So it'll be interesting, this, for me, anyway, to see which Bulls team shows up for which game.
Right.
Which one is it? What does it take to beat the Lakers? Because every time you say everybody beats the Lakers, then what happens then? You were overtime with the Sixers.
You needed 53.
God!
Jimmy Buckets, the G stands for gets.
I mean, there's no such thing as, yeah, we got that one. I don't know if you even, and I don't know if you have the Jazz.
All right, caller six of the contest line, 312-591-6700. You will win, if you are caller six, a two-pack of haircuts from Chicagoland Sport Clips. You watch sports, they cut hair, it's perfect. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. Also, don't forget to get signed up. I keep saying this, yes. And then I keep checking in, and we keep having people sign up. Don't get left out. If you want to play in the Charity Poker Championship 2016 that benefits Children's Oncology Services, sign up now. I can't tell you enough. We have fewer players this year because of the way the room's configured. We don't have the same kind of numbers, and we've got some built-in giveaways here and sponsorships here, so don't get left out. If you're planning to play, if someone you know is planning to play, go to onestepcamp.org right now and get registered. Onestepcamp.org. This is presented by Robert W. Baird. It is sponsored in part by David Hochberg at Pearl Mortgage. And we're all getting together to play Texas Hold'em Poker to find a winner from our final table that gets a $10,000 value seat at the World Series of Poker main event in Las Vegas. Everybody else at the final table is going to get prizes as well. People who knock out our celebrity bounties are going to get prizes, but we're there to help the kids. Kids with cancer and leukemia who attend our one-step programs, who go to summer camp, who go to winter camp, who go on the whitewater rafting trip and the horseback trip and the Utah ski trip, or the siblings of kids who attend sibling camp. Some of our families that attend our family camp and a special camp that we have just for brain tumor patients who have special needs of their own. It costs a lot of money to do all this, and kids are surviving because the medicine is getting better, and we want them to always have a place with us, and we never want to have to say no because somebody can't afford one of our programs, and we want to run absolutely the best possible programs that we can run for pediatric cancer camping. And we do this through some of these fundraisers. And hey, you get to sign up, you get to play poker or be a spectator, and you get to hang out and eat and drink and have a wonderful night. It's just a great party. It's Thursday, February 18th at the Montgomery Club. It's owned by Gibson, so you know the food is great.
Well, it's great
food. Really was spectacular last year. We're going to be there hanging out, and it's a ton of fun. So I can't urge you enough. Make sure you get signed up. OneStepCamp.org. Once again, OneStepCamp.org.
Scoreboard update.
It's 5:30 in the Score Update studio. I'm Julie DeCaro. The Bulls will start a 7-game road trip tomorrow night in Los Angeles as they take on the Lakers. Derrick Rose, status for that game, unknown. He left Monday's game in the second quarter and was limited in practice yesterday. Coach Fred Hoiberg.
He was fine at shooting around yesterday or over the course of the day. Something tightened up on him. You know, he's kind of had an issue with the back of his knee, I guess right where the hamstring tendon attaches there. He just had a little bit of soreness and had trouble exploding off it after those first 12 or 13 minutes. So he sat out the rest of the game.
Now comes word that Nico Mirotic is also injured. Mirotic was diagnosed with acute appendicitis and had an appendectomy earlier today at Rush University Medical Center. That went as expected. Mirotic did not fly to LA with the team this afternoon. He's out until after the All-Star break. And the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ordered the federal government to sell Mickey Siegel back his minority stake in the Bulls that it seized from him when he was convicted of fraud and racketeering. Blackhawks are off for the All-Star break until Tuesday when they take on the Avalanche. Today, the Hawks shipped forward Mark McNeil back to Rockford. Australian Open, Andy Murray advances to the semifinals. Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer face off tonight. College basketball, DePaul plays at Butler in just a little bit. You can hear that one right here on 670 The Score beginning at 5:50. Loyola is at Wichita State. It's refund season. Come into your local H&R Block office and let their experienced tax professionals help you get every dollar you deserve. Your maximum refund is guaranteed. I'm Julie DeCaro. You're listening to the exclusive radio home for Super Bowl 50, where the Broncos will take on the Panthers. Coverage on Super Bowl Sunday begins at 3 p.m. on Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thank you, Julie. And as a fun basketball fact for the day, as the Bulls head west, Okay. And a player I enjoy watching, I don't catch him very much, Rudy Gobert, right? Isn't that how you say it, Rudy Gobert?
Yeah, he's good.
His dad was also 7 feet tall, and he was the backup center at Marist College.
For Rick Smith's?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
That's awesome. Yep. He was behind the dunking Dutchman. And can anybody tell me? All right, here's another trivia question.
Okay.
In what movie do you see in what movie do people happen to be at a basketball game where you see Rick Smith's dunk?
Oh God.
I believe it's a dunk or layup, but he's out there and he makes a basket.
I loved Rick Smith's, by the way. Great. Great to deal with all of it. Just great.
Anybody?
Not me. Not too dumb.
I see Tanny's brain working.
Well, if it's not Blue Chips, I don't know what movie it could be.
Come on. Really?
It's not Blue Chips. I love Danny.
It's not Blue Chips. I will tell you.
Yes.
It was
Space Jam.
It was Madison Square Garden. I'll tell you that. It was, I believe it was St. John's. It was Marist versus St. John's.
So it wasn't Whoopi Goldberg's Eddie?
No. It was, so you know the movie took place in New York.
Yeah.
And they went to a basketball game. And they're talking in the stands. And at one point, one of the people there who wasn't from this country, the character was not from this country, stood up and he didn't know exactly when to cheer, so there was an awkward moment when he cheered.
Come to America?
Yes, yes, in the face. That's Rick Smith's Marist. What are they? What were they? The Red something? Because at that time, St. John's was still the Red Men.
Red
right?
Men, yeah. I forget what Marist was, but yeah, that. Can you imagine the guy's 7 feet tall, and he picks a college where, and you know, and that back then, you probably think that you could play somewhere, right? You'd get a chance if he could do anything.
I think it's the Marist Red Foxes, right?
Yeah, that might be it. And you go to a school, and there's Rick Smith's.
Yep.
What? Wait a minute. Why am I here? So anyway, that's what he did. His dad was the backup to Rick Smith.
That's great.
Marist.
That's great. Who knew? Right.
Yeah, I did not know that.
Gobert's a nice player.
He is a nice player.
Although they can't find a nickname for him. They cannot. It's like every time they think he doesn't like him or somebody else. Like they, I don't know why they're trying so hard to find him a nickname.
Do you like the Stifle Tower?
No.
Okay. All right, that's what they've been calling him. All right, we need to take a break.
There was a Stifle Tower, then there was like a Gobzilla, right?
Gobzilla, yeah.
But it's Gobert. It's not Gobert.
Yeah, it's bad. So it's awful. I don't mind the Stifle Tower.
The other
Tower.
One was the Gobert Rapport.
The Gobert Rapport,
and
yeah.
And they tried the French Rejection.
Mm-hmm. It's too trite now, the Gobert. Can't do that, so they've been calling him the Stifle Tower.
The Stifle Tower or the French Rejection.
Yeah.
Yep. At least it's better than the other Frenchman, Evan Fournier, who, as I told you, his nickname is Never Google. Because don't Google Fournier, because then something comes up called Fournier's gangrene. And you don't want to know anything about that.
You got
because Fournier's gangrene No. That's it. That's crotch detachment. That's
Boston Bernstein, Chicago Sports Radio 670 Score.
Ron Rivera, one-time Chicago Bear and Score guy, now Super Bowl-bound head coach of the Carolina Panthers.
Here's Ron from 2006 on the Score.
You know, I really do believe it's my time. It's my opportunity. I'd say, willing to take a chance on a younger coach, willing to take a chance on a guy that runs a 4-3 defense. You know, all those type of things come into play.
Listen to the Super Bowl live on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's exclusive home of Super Bowl 50.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home? Then you need to call David Hochberg.
Teams that play home games in windy and clement conditions are going to be leery of his Grossman-esque, ferret-like hands.
I knew we'd hear that again. Vice President of Pearl Mortgage, meet Chad.
Hello there.
Chad approached David while they were waiting to pick their kids up at school because he purchased an $800,000 condo in Florida. Chad wanted to put 20% down and secure a $640,000 loan, or what's called a jumbo loan. Chad doesn't have a mortgage on his $900,000 Northbrook home. So David recommended doing a $417,000 cash-out refinance on his Northbrook home and a $383,000 loan on the condo. This enables Chad to secure a lower rate, purchase the condo for no money down, and it prevents him from liquidating stock to purchase the condo. If you're purchasing a home and you want outstanding advice from a trustworthy lender, call David now, 312-751-1333, or visit perldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. To learn more about David's top-rated Saturday morning real estate show, Home Sweet Home Chicago, visit pearldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage is an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee number 4358, NMLS 19186, pearlmortgage.com/license.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
This is an important medical alert for anyone suffering from back or knee pain. If you or a loved one suffers from back or knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, relief is now a phone call away. If you have Medicare, you may immediately qualify to receive your back or knee brace at little or no cost. We also have braces available for shoulders, ankles, and wrists. The call is free and there is no obligation. Call pain management specialists at 888-302-3308. That's 888-302-3308.
Have you ever been turned down because of bad credit? Don't let your dreams disappear. Just call us at Parkview Credit today and see how much we can help boost your credit score. We've helped thousands repair their credit so they can finally start qualifying for the purchases they've been dreaming about. Stop being held back from getting the things you want. Call 800-957-0935 to see how much we can help your credit score no matter how bad it is. Call now, 800-957-0935. That's 800-957-0935.
Attention diabetics. Is your blood sugar out of control? Nobedi's may help dramatically lower your blood sugar.
My name is Kirsten. I'm a type 1 diabetic, and while taking Nobedi's, my blood sugar levels dropped from 295 to 115 in just one day. I love Nobedi's because it's an all-natural product, and it works.
While Nobedi's isn't intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease, it's helped lower many diabetics' blood sugar. Call now for two free bottles. Just pay shipping and handling. 800-476-8198. That's 800-476-8198.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-349-9770. Again, that's 800-349-9770. 800-349-9770.
Bring in the new year with a new Chevy. Right now, cash in on Sunrise Chevrolet's New Year Sign and Drive deal. Get the all-new 2016 Chevy Cruze Limited LT for just $179 a month for 24 months with zero due at signing. Start your new year right at Sunrise Chevrolet. Right car, right price, right place. Sunrise Chevrolet in Glendale Heights. SunriseChevrolet.com. Find new roads.
24-month lease to qualified buyers with approved credit. $0 due at signing for current GMS. See dealer for details. Offer expires 2/1/16.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
And we touched on this earlier in the show, but I think everybody, if you get a chance and you happen to have HBO as part of your package, and you'd love to have HBO as part of your package because there's a lot of stuff on there that's very interesting, you want to watch the real sports and just watch the first segment. You don't have to watch the rest of it if you don't want to. It's you know, but that first segment on college football and injuries and team doctors and all of that.
And how compromised team doctors are and the conflicts of interest that go on. And working for the coaches to get guys back on the field. And then right front and center, there's Illinois. Turn your head!
Oski! Well, there's Oski!
We use Oski! Okay.
Well, anyway, you will quickly come to the conclusion that you want to hit yourself in the head with a bat. So, I mean, you know, I you watch it and you go, you knew it. You know, in your heart, you knew it.
Of course.
You knew it. We've read this before. We've seen it before. But when you see these kids, these parents.
The idea of team, even at the pro level, the idea of team doctor is inherently conflicted.
Yep.
It's like, remember all those episodes of MASH when you would always have those moments when in the middle of meatball surgery or after they'd be sitting, the running theme of the show was, here we are doctors, we've taken this oath to do no wrong, and all we do is we patch guys up just so they can go out and get shot again. Mm-hmm. And they would have, the officers come and say, when can you be ready to fight again? When can you be ready? And they'd just save the guy's life only so they can put a gun in his hand and have him go out there and kill people or be killed himself.
And the great shows of all time.
And I always think about that when you're talking about, especially in football, when the dangers are so great.
It is. It's sickening. I mean, these are kids. Come on, they're not, you know, and they know it. I mean, the kid from Illinois knew it, but it's just wrong, and it's just stupid, and it's just unnecessary, and anything else you want to pile on. The rest, like you say, the rest of the real sports, I don't care about that new heavyweight champion much.
Okay.
Kind of a loon.
All right, I'll record it. I'll check it out.
Yeah, check it out. You know, for us, it's not necessarily eye opening, but it's just to see some of the parents and so forth and what they've gone through and how this thing is played out for some people. It's just really, really sad and so horribly unnecessary.
Now, look, if you looked up Fournier's gangrene, don't be mad at me. I told you not to. Evan Fournier's nickname is never Google.
Never Google.
If you then Googled it after I told you
not to.
That his nickname for a reason, because you never, ever, ever, ever should Google Fournier's gangrene. You can't unsee it. His nickname for that reason is never Google. It's a creative nickname, but you should heed that particular nickname. And also, I had after we mentioned poker, mm-hmm. there were a couple of emailers who wanted to know about the tournament structure and the blind level and chip count and all that. It's all there. It's all right there. Go to onestepcamp.org, and you can click on where you see the poker chip. It's right in front of you, and then right next to registration is the full, all of the rules and all of the structure, everything about rebuys and add-ons and chip counts and the knockout round. Everything is there for you. So whatever questions you may have,
if
you have to explain it to a poker player, if somebody has to explain it to you, all you need to know, it's a night of fun, and everybody's got a great chance, and every year we have great cause. And every year we send somebody. So onestepcamp.org, it's all right there for you. So no worries. It's all set.
That's it. It's over. It's all over.
We have got DePaul basketball coming up. They are at Butler.
Woo! We thank Hub Arkish. We thank Mark Chanowski. And we thank Dan Wiederer for joining us today.
It's been fun today.
Yeah, it was good.
It's been really, really good. We thank our crack production staff. Always doing a great job filling in Rick Camp.
The crack producer. The crack man, Rick Camp.
God, I love that man. He is my starting right guard, the best production man who ever lived, Chris Tannehill.
Patriot quarterback Tom Brady. I'm going to ask you a little bit more about the noise because the Daily News had a picture of you and they said, cry Brady, meaning you're a cry baby.
Boy, that's... He would have never figured that out, Tom Brady. He'd have never got that one.
Yeah, thanks for the clarification there, Jim.
We thank you for listening, following, emailing. Thanks. We will do it all over again tomorrow.
Who are you crapping?
I was going to say,
hey, buddy.
Oh, God, it's Thursday.
Hi, buddy. Right, hey, buddy. Who are you crapping?
Be funny. Good luck with your first crap.
Be good. Be funny and be good. All right, everybody, have a great night. DePaul basketball coming your way. We will talk to you tomorrow afternoon.
Think Oscar Wilde when he said, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future. But also think Neil Young, the fork in the road, light a candle. Instead of cursing the darkness, let's light a candle for where we're going. This was fantastic for the world. We are better people for having been here. It was absolutely incredible. I'm inspired. I don't know when I'll ever sleep again.
Oh, what a day! What a lovely day!
Streaming on 670thescore.com is brought to you by the Home Loan Expert.
You need help with your New Year's resolutions. Unfortunately, we can't do your ab crunches. That one's on you. But if you want to feel more confident about your finances this year, there's one simple thing you can do. check your credit. Most people don't know their credit score, or they haven't checked their report in a while. And who can blame them? Most websites that offer credit reports are confusing and come with hidden fees. Credit Karma decided to do things differently. Credit Karma offers truly free credit reports. No strings attached, no credit card required. With Credit Karma, you get a free report, helpful tools, and access to offers. And it's incredibly easy to use. Just ask the 50 million members already using it. Visit creditkarma.com/radio right now to get your free report. While you may not get to those crunches, you can feel more confident about your finances this year. Get your free credit report today by visiting creditkarma.com/radio right now.
Step right up to the amazing taste of Coney Island Hard Root Beer. A delicious adult twist on an old favorite. The real root beer taste with a hint of vanilla will thrill your taste buds. Coney Island Hard Root Beer. Ask for it by name. Coney Island Brewing Company, Brooklyn, New York. Drink responsibly.
CBS Tuesdays.
You're not going to believe this.
NCIS is now the most watched drama in the world.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen.
Only one show rules with viewers.
Nice.
And only one agent.
Special Agent Kipps.
Makes the rules.
Rule 38. Your case, you're lead.
I think I'm gonna like this.
Rule number 8. Never take anything for granted.
See for yourself why NCIS rules.
That's quite a coincidence.
Rule number 39. No such thing as a coincidence.
NCIS. CBS Tuesdays.
If you have hard water, the limescale not only leaves white spots, it clogs pipes and breaks down appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars in energy and wear. Eliminate limescale and other water issues like brown staining and bad odors with HydroCare water products available from Wave Home Solutions. Wave's affordable water systems don't use salts or chemicals. You'll love the way your water tastes, smells, and looks. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, go to goodwater411.com. That's goodwater411.com.
See dealer for specific offer details and restrictions.
DePaul Basketball is back on the air and brought to you by NovaCare Rehabilitation Services, Pepsi, DePaul's official beverage provider, Nike, Staples Advantage, Midwest Orthopedics at Rush, DePaul's team physicians, AT&T, Acme Credit Union, Chicago Classic Coach, Allstate Insurance, Bus Bank, Dell Computers, Gatorade, Hyatt Regency O'Hare, Eisenberg Hot Dogs, Grayline Tours, Weston O'Hare, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois, Bona Restaurants and Catering, Chicago Marriott O'Hare, and the Cubby.
No, I'm saying Cam Newton's statement about, you know, people being scared of Africa. He probably didn't articulate it the right way.
Oh, well, that could be, but I'm not taking it out of context. I mean, I'm not taking it out of context. He led with that as to that people were scared. People aren't scared of Russell Wilson.
Well, that's true, but. That's true. I just wanted to make the point that there's a different standard sometimes. It may or may not be here.
Oh, I think you're right about that.
There's a different standard as it pertains to black men. You know, I was in college with a collared shirt walking out the store with some beer, and, you know, the door gets locked, you know, from my white sisters and brothers who were in the car. I mean, it just happened, you know.
And yeah, well, believe me. I host a podcast with Shaquille O'Neal. And Shaq and I are, you know, do a podcast every week. And we talk about issues like this. And he talks about it. He's been pulled over before. Like, just, you know, just pulled over. And then it's like everyone's like, hey, it's Shaq. Hey, it's great. You know, and so, look, there's nothing ignoring that. But America wasn't scared the last two Super Bowls. I don't think they're scared now. And that's bottom line. I appreciate your call. It just doesn't. It's crazy. It's a crazy thing. So, I mean, you are in a time and place where in America we've gotten thankfully very, very colorblind. And it's great. I have a 12-year-old daughter, and she goes to school with African-American kids, Asian kids, Hispanic kids, white kids. And I notice it so vividly that the kids, thankfully, are very colorblind. Thankfully. And I remember when I was a kid growing up in Delaware County, Pennsylvania, where when I was deciding to go to Temple University, which now has just a thriving, booming campus, but it was in the middle of a very bad section of Philadelphia. And I remember people saying to me, you really want to go there? And I was like, yeah, I really want to go to the school. I want to go to the school. But aren't you, you know, aren't you concerned about the neighborhood? I'll take whatever precautions I got to take. I'm not scared. I'm gonna go to the best school for me. God bless it. Thankfully, I did. I'm happy that I did. It's a complicated story, and we've got plenty of time to delve into this. I just want, Cam, if I can give you a little piece of advice. And by the way, people were asking. I've met Cam in person twice. Thoroughly charmed. And anyone who has listened to me in Atlanta on 6A The Fan, or anybody who has listened to me nationally, knows that I am a Cam Newton fan. Unabashed fan. And when Cam was getting attacked by people at Auburn about potentially did his dad take money and things like that, I was a vocal defender locally and on ESPN at the time, saying, where are these people and how can they be just casting these aspersions? Step up. Where's your proof? So I've always been I'm entertained. I want to be entertained. I mean, seriously, as an Eagles fan, my greatest memories of quarterback would be if it's in my very early youth, it was Ron Jaworski. And then my jaw just dropped constantly at Randall Cunningham. And the best quarterback who ever played for the Philadelphia Eagles is a guy who hopefully is getting his life in order now, and Donovan McNabb. It's an easy crutch for people. It's an easy crutch. And at some point, we'll lose it. And I don't think we were talking about race the last two Super Bowls. And I don't want to be talking about it this one. So, share more thoughts on Twitter at John Kincaid if you wish. Love to hear from it. But we got so much more to get to in the night, including this. I am of the belief that one quarterback does not get treated like the other quarterback. And they're both great. So I wonder why. Because I think something in this man's career is about to just disappear. And maybe it shouldn't. We'll get to that in the next hour. The mothership is hovering. John Kincaid in for DA here on CBS Sports Radio.
The Farmers Insurance Open. Like insurance, can all come down to experience. You need to know all the angles and understand the hazards to get the job done. At Farmers, they've seen almost everything, so they know how to cover almost anything. From the mundane to bizarre events like deer attacking cars or water heaters blasting through ceilings. So talk to a Farmers agent. At Farmers, they know a thing or two because they've seen a thing or two.
This Valentine's Day, give the gift that costs less than roses and lasts forever. Name a star after someone you love. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and tell that special someone how much you care. For $54, we will send a beautiful personalized gift, and the new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Make it a Valentine's Day you will treasure forever. Call 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com and give the gift of a star.
Dad, I am totally lost in my math. My teacher goes way over my head. How will I ever pass this class?
I've always been a concerned parent, and I hated to see my daughter struggle with her math. I worried that her poor math skills would hurt her future. It wasn't that she didn't try, but she kept falling further behind. Then we got help with Math Made Easy. Concepts are simplified in a step-by-step approach, and students learn at their own pace. Within weeks, my daughter's grades improved, and she regained her confidence. Math Made Easy has all levels, from arithmetic and fractions to algebra, even calculus. Best of all, it's affordable for everyone. Listen, end the frustration. I'd like you to call now for a 30-day risk-free trial. 1-866-598-MATH. That's 1-866-598-MATH. Call now, 1-866-598-6284, or visit mathmadeeasy.com.
If you can't seem to stay ahead of your bills, then this message is for you. How would you like to have a large portion of your credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt forgiven? National Credit Card Relief would like to give you free information on a proven debt forgiveness program. This program has been used by thousands to legally forgive millions in unsecured debt. It's not bankruptcy. It's not consolidation. This special program actually wipes clean the portion of your debt that is forgiven from what you owe your creditors. Call for free information and get all your questions answered in the first free call. The more you owe, the more you can save. If you have at least $10,000 or more in credit card bills, this debt forgiveness program can be very effective. Call for free information and find out more now. 800-291-6670. There is no cost or obligation for the information. Don't wait. Call 800-291-6670. That's 800-291-6670. Get your debt problem solved. Call 800-291-6670 today. Not available in North Dakota.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? PowerSwabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is John Greenhut, the CEO of PowerSwabs. And if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with PowerSwabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in